چیزی که من گفتم روای سوهایی خامنه میگن بین چیز تفیلین دست سرشون بهشون گفتن اگه گفتن غیر چیز بوده
اوکی فاین
اگه حواسشون باشه نمیگه
اوکی ربوتای حلقای تفیلین صبح ما انگلیسی میگیم بعد از ظهر به فارسی سو میفرماین رو و پسکیم و پشتانی میسی ویرالوی و رخلت فلین چلیاد می اومد The majority of پسکیم پشتانیم در کتبه کنید تو پشت ند قبلا سی ویرالوی یه ورخ ال تفلین چلیاد می اومد That you say the bracha on تفلین چلیاد standing و می اوتان but they are The minority of Pashtanim, the Svira Lehum Yushav, that you say the Bracha sitting. Okay, there's a machloket. V'hamegubalim zal Svira Lehu, levarech mi Yushav. The Megubalim hold that you should say the Bracha sitting. Right? Hamegubalim. Now, it's interesting, B'sifrei Rabbeinu Arizal, learning Tegilu Edavarze. We don't find anything in Arizal whether you should say the Bracha even though it's a Mekubal. It doesn't say. They didn't find anything that you have to say the Bracha sitting. Ba'anachnu po, the Ben Ish Chai says, in Baghdad, what do we do? Ba'anachnu po, Baghdad nohagim levarech miyushav, that we sit down even though it doesn't come in Arizal. Kiswat ha-Mekubalim b'cheni qar, to say the Bracha sitting. And Rav Avadia said, "Va'av sheminadin ayah ra'ul amod." Right? Even though Rav Avadia says that, you know, it's really, whenever we say Asher Kiddushan v'Tzudah v'Tzivanu, we stand up. Right? We learned from by Sfirat Omer, "Me'achel hermesh ba'kameh al tigra kameh la b'qimah." That, you know, whenever we say Asher Kiddushan v'Tzudah v'Tzivanu, we stand up. Except By Tefillin, Rav Avadia says, "Av shemin hadin hayar ra'ul amod beit shem varech mikol makom haminag al pi asod levarech miyushav vechen min hagenu al pi akabala lahaniach tefillin shel yad miyushav and tefillin shel rosh meumad to say the bracha to put the tefillin shel yad." Rav Avadia says, "Sitting with tefillin shel rosh meumad Ashkenazim, as you saw this morning, Arav here, right?" He stands standing up. They say the bracha, and they put the tefillin. But Rav Avadia says we should do right now. There is another minhag to say the bracha, standing and then to sit down and put it laniach. This is what I do. I think that my father said that was in Kerman. That was their minhag to say the bracha standing, but laniach sitting. So you could take your pick. I think the great majority sit down. So v'chen min hagiru al pi kabbalah lehaniach tefillin shel yad miyushav v'tefillin shel rosh meumad. U'mikol makom ein zeh leikua. This is not something that's ma'akev. So if a person, a lot of times you cannot sit, right? Ein lo efsharut l'shevet. For instance, when you're putting tefillin on the airplane, right? You see, that's another whole sugya, what to do on the airplane. Whether b'chlal, probably the best thing is to do everything sitting, including Shmona Esrei. And also, most of the gedolim say it's, to make a minyan on the airplane is not recommended. It depends on the circumstances. In El Al is friendlier than other ones. I was once on El Al, and they announced that, you know, the back galley, whatever they call it, it's available for tefillah. But, you know, usually, especially if it's not El Al, and also El Al depends on the crew, some of them are friendlier than others, a lot of times making minyanim, send it to the bathroom, at lack of tzniut, lack of kavanah. So I heard, B'Shem, a lot of gedolim, the best thing is to sit down and to daven beichidut, right? To, you know, but you know, you have to play it by ear. Sometimes you do find it's going to be a nice, conducive minyan, especially in the in El Al, back all the way. Mamash, you know, you could do lechatchila. So then, you know, so Rav Avadia says, if a person cannot sit to put the tefillin, so then you could, you know, you could go out Ashkenazim, right? That you could. In ain lo efsharut la shevet kegon shein sham kisev chadomed, there's no chair. Yan yichan meumad vezaren chole rashaim lehaniach tefillin shel rosh miyushav. Even though we said everybody says tefillin shel rosh, you should put it standing, but the zaren chole are allowed. If a person cannot stand up, they could put it sitting. Uminhag Ashkenazim lehaniach. Ben tefillin shel yad, ben tefillin shel rosh meumad, right? And then Rav Avadia says, Rav Ben Ishchai, yevarech, the proper bracha is lehaniach, bekamatz tachat ha'hei, lehaniach. We Persians, we differentiate clearly between kamatz and tatach. A lot of us Sephardim don't so much. So you see, you know, in our shuls, if somebody, Achar was saying, Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, they want to shoot him. How come he said Mitzrayim, it's Mitzrayim? So of Pasuk. So Persians are very makpid on to say the chamatz properly, ah. Ashkenazim say, oh, right? Le ha niyach. So Rav Ben Ishchai says, Yevarech le ha niyach bechamatz ha'adahe. והוא מלשון להניח ברכה. Right? In Chesgel, the perusho, התפילה, תפילה is a singular of תפילין. Each one of the תפילין is plural. Each one of them, it's called תפילה. התפילה נחה ומונחת במקום הקשר שלא תנוח כה וכה. It's very important that when you put the tefillin, we put it in the right place. Alan Kiforet, we're going to specify more. And to tighten it, right? To tighten it, that it's munach. Umunachat b'magom ha'gesher, where we taught shelot tanud kovacho, that it should not move around. The same thing with tefillin shel rosh, right? It has to be tight. And we're going to, Be'ezrat Hashem, talk about this more. On Mincha Shel Shabbat, very interesting. We are to say Va'ani Tefilati. It's very important to say that Va'ani Tefilati Lecha Hashem Et Ratzon. Why do we say that on Mincha and Shabbat? Va'ani Tefilati Lecha Hashem Et Ratzon. So Gemara, right? Bring the Levush. The Levush brings from the Midrash. There's a midrash. Amar David ifna HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Ein Uma Zo Kishar Umot, that our nation, the Jews, are different than other nations. Ki Umot HaOlam, Kesheshotin Umishtakrin, Holchin Upochazin, Umot HaOlam, when they drink and they get drunk, Holchin Upochazin, they do all kinds of, they act like drunken people. Ba'anachnu lo, but we Jews are not, even though on Shabbat they say Shabbat, Shechar v'Shabbat Anug, a little bit Shechar, not to get drunk, Chas v'Chalila, Chod Shangul v'Shabbat, right? We also drink a little bit, just, you know, not to get drunk, Chas v'Chalila. We are not like them. Af al pi sho'achalem v'shatim b'chol zot, v'ani tefilati lecha shemot ratzon. Right, we come to shul, mincha, you know, after, you know, probably lunch, you had sirabi, you had halim, whatever it was, posh sham. دی خورده شخار هم شاید خورده باشه ولی میام کنیسا سر مینخا و انی تفیلت یلا خشم ترسون سی نو ایر از کامینگ سی آی ثینک دی بلیو ایز کامینگ باردیچه رایت هی وود گو دی نایت اف روش هاشانا رایت دی نایت اف روش هاشانا هی وود گو تو شول بنچ افتر بنچ از ایت ایز ان انیبادی هیر اندر دی چیرز نو on Rosh Hashanah. It's like Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have given the Goyim Rosh Hashanah, New Year's, and you have us given us by them. They all get drunk. That's what they do. Under New Year's, they get drunk. Constantly, they send the news, be careful, etc. By Jews, Rosh Hashanah, it's nobody's drunk. Everybody's very sober and doing teshuvah, b'dagah, Kadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see Reuven, Reuma ben, but should see the difference between us and them. Right? Baruch Elokeinu, Shelo Asani Goy, Baruch Hashem, Shehashem give us the Torah. And we, even on Shabbat, drink a little bit, we come to Shul, Ma'ani Tefilati Lecha Hashem, Et Ratzon. That makes Minchav Shabbat such an Et Ratzon in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Hananya ben Arashia Omer Ratzab.